in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, letter number 1673, volume 6. And this is dated Aleph Tammuz Tovshin Yud Beis. In this letter, the Rebbe discusses this person was looking for ways of teshuvah, so he wanted to do self-affliction, sigufim. And the Rebbe advises him not to hurt your body and not to do anything physically. And he gives him other ways. Let's see inside. Shalom Avrocha. So first of all, the Rebbe writes, I received your letter from the 22nd day of Sivan, together with the Pidyon Nefesh that was included. I will read it in a time, an appropriate time, Eis Rotzen, on the gravesite, on the Tzion, of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And here he writes to the Rebbe, first of all, that he told his wife, and she agreed to it. There was an issue over there. She was afraid of becoming pregnant, and they decided on abstinence as a means of not becoming pregnant. And, you know, from the Torah law, a person's obligation to his wife, one of his obligations, is to be intimate with her. And he writes to the Rebbe that she agreed that she will not go to the mikveh for many years, which means they're not going to be together, not going to live together like husband and wife for many years, because she doesn't have the strength to give birth. And the Rebbe says, I was shocked to see this with my eyes in your letters. Besides the fact that, according to many codifiers, it's known that even according to halacha, simply halacha per nigla, that forgiving doesn't help in this case. The Rebbe points to various sources that it's not up to the wife to forego on that obligation. And therefore, the Rebbe says it remains an obligation. But especially, the Rebbe says this style of self-affliction, of causing pain, especially causing pain for somebody else on somebody else's account, I didn't hear about such a thing. And if, as you write, is that this is the opinion of the doctor, that because of her health, there is a danger for her to become pregnant, so we know there is a ruling of the Tzemach Tzedek, which actually in the Chabad halacha ruling is to be way lenient in various different ways to make sure, like taking birth control in permissible ways, even stretching halacha to the permissible ways. You know, in the halacha, it's a big, terrible sin to waste your seed, and therefore there is a lot of limitation how it's done. But the Rebbe says this is one of the three cases in women that could use sort of a cover, so that it doesn't penetrate. Look into the halacha, the Rebbe says. I'm not going to go in at length in this idea, because this has very been explained, and just a little bit is sufficient. But however, the Rebbe continues further, you're asking me whether you should self-afflict to be segufim. As, for example, you want to sleep on a bench just with a pillow under your head. The Rebbe says, well, you're not raising the reason why would you want to self-afflict. Generally, the Rebbe says, in our generations, what we do find in the older generation, some people used to do that, but in our generation, the Rebbe says, anybody who wants to choose to self-afflict needs to choose those items that do not cause any damage, God forbid, to the health of your body. As known, the ruling of the Rambam in the laws of Deis in Reish Perek Dalet, that for a body to be healthy is part of the service of Hashem. This is the ways of Hashem. Especially that we see actually vividly that if there is a weakness in your bodily health, the first of all, what it does, it interferes to one's service in Torah and in the service of davening. So, what is the self-affliction that you want to do? We should do as articulated in the book of Toldos Maharash on page 72 at the end. So I bring it down over here in the bottom. Over there, he quotes in that sikha, in that talk, he says that not to go through the whole thing over there. So the Rebbe Maharash told this person that he should fast 600 fasts. He told him, even on Rosh Hashanah, even on Yom Kippur, the Rebbe Maharash told him. So the guy was wondering. He says, "What do you mean?" So he was surprised. How could it be? So the Rebbe answered him, "What do you mean? Fasting means not eating from sunrise or from the sprout of the sun till the sunset. That's not called fasting. That's called becoming thinner. But what is fasting? Fasting is a service," he says. This is his words. He says, spend 15 minutes on your own about yourself, your status. Just spend 15 minutes. Close your mouth for speaking anything. From not speaking again. He says, you don't even have to think about Chassidus. Just think about yourself. And then he says, that is fasting. That's self-affliction, to force yourself to do this. As the Rebbe will explain, he says like this. There's an additional way. You don't have to hurt your body. That's not what we're talking about. It's not about. What is the benefit? There's more benefits. Number one, the benefit of this kind of affliction, of setting aside time for yourself and, torturing yourself in the sense that you force yourself to think about yourself, to better yourself or to do things in the right way. So what is the addition of that? First of all, you're not going to hurt your health. Number two, the Rebbe says that a lot of times when you do external things that other people can see, you're actually building your arrogance and you're trying to beautify yourself in front of people because, look, this man is fasting all the time or he's not eating, so you're getting an enjoyment of that. And so another person will not realize that spending 15 minutes about yourself, big deal, but the Rebbe says each person knows on his own how difficult really that is. It's very, very difficult. Number three, the Rebbe says, in a way, this is even more difficult than self-affliction and fasting because since this is something which is permissible, totally, you don't feel like I'm doing something very big. Again, on that saying that you don't get no self-aggrandization from this. And number four, the Rebbe said, advantages, when you do this type of service, so slowly but slowly, you might actually change yourself around from being one to another. And you can, sometimes, because this is so important, the one who calls him the Klugenker, that's the Yetzirah, tries to oppose it fully, doesn't allow you for that. But the more you stress, the more struggle you have, the more reward you get. So basically, the Rebbe is saying to him, don't look for fasting, don't look for afflictions that cause you bodily damage. If you want to do some work, do some real work. Work on yourself and do it on a consistent basis, and then you'll get all the benefits that the Rebbe talks. And it's very difficult because it's very meaningful. Sometimes things that are very difficult to do, it's because the Yetzirah doesn't want you to do it because he knows how much that means. At the end, the Rebbe says, it's your birthday coming up. On your birthday, the Rebbe says that you mentioned the end of the letter for long life and good years. May it be the will of a blessed Hashem that your days and years should be good, with all the interpretations, which means literally, physically, and they should be filled with the Torah and mitzvah, the luminary of Torah, which is the true good. May Hashem succeed you to illuminate your students and those who you influence with this light. And the Rebbe ends with a bracha.